Hot Springs by Stephen Hunter, read by William Dufries.
My country, America, that is it. Audie Murphy, To Hell and Back. Part 1, Wet Heat. Chapter 1. Earl's daddy was a sharp-dressed man. Each morning he shaved carefully with a well-stropped razor, buttoned a clean, crackly, starched white shirt, tied a black string tie and a bow knot. Then he pulled up his suspenders and put on his black suit coat. He owned 7 Sunday suits, and he wore one each day of his adult life, no matter the weather, all of them black, heavy wool from the Sears Roebuck catalog, and slipped a lead-shot sap into his back pocket, buckled on his Colt Peacemaker and his badge, slipped his Jesus gun inside the cuff of his left wrist, adjusted his large black Stetson, and went to work, sheriffing Polk County, Arkansas. But at this particular moment, Earl remembered the ties. His father took pride in his ties, tying them perfectly so that the knot was square, the bow symmetrical, and the two ends equal in length.
"Always look your best,"
he'd say more than once, with the sternness that expressed his place in the world.
"Do your best. Look your best. Be your best. Never let up, never let go. Live by the book. That's what the Lord wants. That's what you must give."
So one of the useless things Earl knew too much about, how to clear the jam on a Browning A3 when it choked with volcanic dust and the Japs were hosing the position down, would be another, was the proper tying of a bow tie. And the bow tie he saw before him at the